League of Ireland Late Night
on Off the Ball.
I'm really floundering going into games, lads. I mean, I keep going and I really hope they turn it around, but it's just hard going in.
League of Ireland Late Night, live every Friday from 10 on
Football.
Twitter Spaces.
On Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Fulham 3, Liverpool 2, and to be honest, Brian, I think it was a result probably nobody would have predicted before the game kicked off.
Well, I think people would have felt that Fulham would give Liverpool a good game, but given Liverpool's form, both home and away, especially away from home, 10 wins and 5 draws this season, unbeaten 17 away games in the Premier League, he didn't expect they'd lose today. So I thought that Liverpool would win the game narrowly, but overall they can't have too many complaints. Didn't play well enough in the first half, shook themselves up in the second half, got the goal that gave them a bit of momentum to make it nervy, I'd say, for Fulham as the game went on. But I think Fulham were deserved winners overall.
Yeah, we have to give them credit for their, especially their attacking performance in that first half. I know there were mistakes at the back from Liverpool, but Fulham certainly put them under the kind of pressure that would force those kind of mistakes as well.
Yeah, well, they've been an impressive team all season, Stephen. I've enjoyed watching Fulham. I've been lucky enough to be at a few of their live games, and I thought they played very well, played some great football, and real structure about the team, and plenty of courage about the way they play, get lots of players forward into the box, and good attacking players like Iwobi, I think, does a great job for them. He was very good again today. Smith Rowe didn't get on until late. Sessegnon, who hasn't played very much, but was a very promising player for them a few years ago before he went to Spurs. It kind of seemed like he wasted a few years at Spurs. He's gone back to Fulham now, been waiting on his chance. He had a good game. They have two good centre-forwards, Raul Jimenez and Muniz, who we saw today. So, you know, they've been an impressive team this season overall, just falling off a little bit lately. Lost three of the last six league games, got beaten heavily by Palace in the Cup, which would have been a huge disappointment for them to lose that game in the Cup quarter-final. But played well today. They were back to their best today and deserved the win. And it's a great scalp for them. They've taken 4 points off Liverpool, who will probably still be champions.
Yeah, and all around that core of Berger and Lukic in midfield, he brought Berger in from Burnley. I know Lukic has been there for a couple of seasons. I suppose maybe a bit part player of last couple. Yeah,
Torino
before
player,
that.
Croatian.
How good were they today? Because like that's a good Liverpool midfield that was out today, and they really dominated proceedings in the middle of the pitch.
In the first half, they were very, really good pair, very solid in possession, good balance between them, play it simple, but are usually in very good defensive positions, give a good screen to the centre-backs, Anderson and Bassi, and Pereira helped them out in that central position as well, dropping off for number 10 when he was required, very good, Andreas Pereira. So, Liverpool's midfield has been the best midfield in the league this year, the most consistent midfield. But today, I think Fulham edged them for the first hour of the match, certainly. After that, it was helter-skelter, and Liverpool threw caution at the wind, and loads of players getting forward from midfield. They got a bit of a hold of the game. Jones had an impact in the midfield more than he had at right-back position, and Elliot added a little bit to it as well when he came onto the pitch playing almost like a double outside right. It was strange. But they were better later in the game. But that was at a stage where you're 3-1 down. And it was well within Fulham's rights to sit in a little bit more cautiously. But they did play very well in all areas of the pitch. The back was steady. Robinson was great at left back. And he subdued Salah to a huge degree. You know, we saw a little of Salah today. And that combination down the left-hand side with Iwobi was excellent for Fulham. Very creative, but there was lots of good things about their team today.
It's just finally quickly on Fulham, like you kind of alluded there to, it's really, I suppose, a lack of consistency is the difference between a side like Fulham and the teams up around the top two or three. Is there some way that they can get to that consistency, or is it just the fact that they don't have the best, the elite players, that they will never be a consistent side, not enough so to get themselves into a top four position.
I don't think Fulham are generating the sort of money that, say, the regular top six would. I mean, this year the top six is different because you've got the likes of Spurs and Manchester United are a long way off it. You've got Manchester City not in the automatic Champions League position. You've got Forest, who made great headway, but Forest spent a lot of money to get there, the huge turnover of players, but they've hit on a good mixture and a good manager who has them playing very pragmatically and very efficiently. For Fulham to make that level, they're probably not too far off. I think today's win puts them up on 48 points, which is a point more they got last year, and they've still got seven games to go. So they made real progress, and they could well get a European spot of some description this year, which would be a great achievement for them. But unless there was some massive, serious investment, it's very hard for them to make that break up into a Champions League spot. But you're seeing Forest doing it this season, which gives teams hope. I mean, Forest are not definitely going to make it. They're still going to be under pressure from the teams just below them and under them. There's going to be a right scramble for those positions now. It's getting tighter. Newcastle, obviously, back in very good form. Manchester City going to be fighting. Chelsea not too far. Chelsea are obviously up there and in and about. Brighton not too far away either. There's lots of clubs who are not too far off making that jump up to get up. But I just think it's too much for Fulham. I don't think they've resources. I think like their better players will move on. I know Pereira has been talking about him going. I think Andy Robinson, there'll be clubs wanting him. They may hold on to the majority of the players, which gives them a great basis for next season. But if they achieve European football, as I said, it would be a marvellous achievement for them.
So Liverpool, Brian, like looking over the last few results, like they've been beaten by
three
Fulham.
Three defeats in four games now.
Yeah, out of the Champions League, beaten in the League Cup final.
It was a draw with PSG, really. They weren't beaten on penalties.
Beaten
in the Cup final.
Just the fact that their performance have been below par, and not just that, but like the players you expect to be dragging them through these tough matches, Van Dijk, Mo Salah, Gravenberch, who was brilliant for most of the season, they're all off. They're all off it, coming into a really crucial part of the season. So, like, look, they are 11 points clear, but is there any cause for concern there, do you think, with this Liverpool team now?
I think you need to look at the next few fixtures. What's it?
West Ham at home, Leicester away, Leicester Spurs, and next three games.
Then you're getting into a couple of sticky ones with Chelsea and Arsenal. I think the next couple of games after that. I don't see them being caught. But they need to win the next game. It had to beat Everton the other night. Or didn't have to beat Everton, but they beat Everton the other night. It was a pressure match after getting knocked out, after getting beaten in the Cup and knocked out of the Champions League. And they did their job. Today, it was the defensive stuff that let them down. I mean, there was defensive weakness the other night. They got away with against Everton. When Beto got a couple of chances. They were fairly bad errors at the back and they just about got away with it. I didn't think Cleveland had the best of games today. I'm not blaming them. Tour goal, I thought he might have done better. The second goal was Andy Robertson made three mistakes in that. I mean, first of all, he played the crossfield ball. Then when Iwobi didn't score in the first attempt, he headed it back to Iwobi and then he got himself in the way of the shot that Kelleher would have saved. So, you know, there was a few players that didn't help him very much today. Kanata, he was wobbly from the start. Van Dijk got done very badly on the tour goal. Brilliant play by Rodrigo Muniz. Brilliant goal. But still poor defensive work on his part, and Curtis Jones wasn't great either. So, you know, they need. I mean, they could do with Trent back and Bradley. Conor Bradley came in and had an impact in the second half. I'd see him starting ahead of Jones in the next game in the right back position. Whether Jones gets one of the midfield spots, maybe he will. But I don't see them being caught still. Even they got beaten today, just their second defeat of the season. But the maximum points I think you can get now is 90. But that won't over-concern them. I think it'll be just about going game to game now and saying, let's get the points and let's get the business done when eventually they do it.
Look at Arsenal, like drawing against Everton yesterday. I know they got that match against Real Madrid. That was probably kind of, I suppose, distracting them slightly, even though they wouldn't admit to it. But do you think overall just the lack of pressure on Liverpool in this part of the season, somebody really putting under pressure for that Premier League title has been disappointing.
Well, it may be disappointing overall for the league that there isn't a real battle for the title, where, you know, we're looking at the run on and what the fixtures are and who's playing who and how it might turn, and will it come down to the last game? It's not come down to the last game that often. There's been a couple of occasions recent season. I remember we did the Man City Aston Villa game. They were down at half time and it was giving Liverpool a chance, but, you know, it's disappointing that it looks like Liverpool are going to win it comfortably, but then they get beaten today, so it gives everyone a bit of hope. But they only lost out on 1 point today, given that Arsenal only got a draw with Everton yesterday. Arsenal's focus now, I think, is on the Champions League for the next couple of weeks. You say rightfully so. I mean, they've, you know, it's a massive competition. They've got a chance. Real Madrid beaten last night. Valencia beat them last night. So, you know, we know it's Real Madrid's competition. They usually do their stuff. But won it last year, beat Dortmund in the final. They usually come into their own at this type, this end of the season time. But, you know, Arsenal have a chance. They rested a few players yesterday and got a point. Probably cost them not winning the match, not playing the likes of Partey, Odegaard, and a few more. Martinelli didn't play. Good news was that Saka is back. And I think that, you know, they'll use Saka in the Champions League game. They'll be a fresher team. And they'll have a strong team in the first game. So, yeah, it affects the Premier League, how their focus is a little bit less about the Premier. They would have hoped to get the win yesterday against Everton, but they didn't, because the manager has half an eye on the challenge in the Champions League.
So Liverpool should do it. Just, do you think, based on the performance we've seen of late, could you see a lot of turnover staff-wise, the playing staff, in the summertime?
Well, there was a lot of talk about the fact they didn't sign players last year. The only one they signed was Chiesa. There wasn't much movement. It didn't affect them. The manager made tweaks that made them more effective than they were the previous season. The Gravenberch one, I was talking to John pre-match about John Duggan. Gravenberch moving back into the central midfield position, in the whatever you call it, number six role, has been really, really effective. Little bit of a juggle with some of the front players' positions. And the emergence of Bradley has been a great one for them, because if Trent goes, they have a ready replacement. Doesn't look like they need to spend 50 or 60 million to get a right back. Bradley looks like he's ready to do the job. They have Kwanzaa. They have a couple of other players. Still, Gomez is still injured, who's a good option for them. You know, but the big thing is, does Salah go? Does Van Dijk go? Does Trent go? I think Trent is the most likely. The other two, we have to wait and see what's happened. It's going on a long time, and I'm sure it's a little bit unsettling in the background, not knowing one way or the other. But I'm sure they have their targets, Liverpool. The recruitment has been generally very good. Nunes has been a failure for them that they spent a lot of money on, but they'll get a good bit of a back if they move him on this year. They'll probably go for another, I'd say, similar type centre forward, but probably someone a bit more technical than Nunes. So, you know, I wouldn't say there'd be a massive turnover of players, but I think it'll be about probably a couple of players gone and two or three players, key players, coming in.
Great stuff, Brian. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Stephen. Good day, good game.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
League of Ireland late night
on Off the Ball.
I'm really floundering going into games, lads. I keep going and I really hope they turn it around, but it's just hard going in.
League of Ireland late night, live every Friday from 10 on Twitter Spaces.